Barbarian Princess by Damien Hunter and read by Andrew Kingston for Saga Egmont. For Jack and Irene. Prologue. The Trader.
You may be telling Bendiguide, your kinsman, that he will have our answer by Luna, sir.
The brawny fair man with the gold talk of a chieftain leaned comfortably in the next to the last gate of the great fortress of Bryn Epona. He had a fall of tawny hair like a lion, and the trader eyed him warily.
Bendiguide is no kin to me, the trader said, pulling tight the pack saddle straps. We're traders, not tribe folk.
He kneed the pony sharply in the ribs, and it blew out its breath with a surprised look.
I'm away north to Briganti country, he added, as if to disclaim all connection with the subject of the conversation. You're dark enough for a Siluri, the fair man said, studying the trader's brown eyes and cropped brown hair. Or maybe it was a Roman lord who stepped in sideways. He grinned at the other man.
The trader finished with the pony and grinned back at him, laughing this time, his teeth white against the dark moustache.
Many men would be surprised if their mothers told the truth, Cadal the king. But my father was a dark man before me, and my mother not such a one as men take a risk for. Most likely you're right, and we were Siluri's kin in the early days. It is only the possibility that you aren't that made me let you through the gates of Bryn Epona, Cadal said.
It was a joke, but there was a sharp edge to it that was plain enough to the other man. The trader raised a pair of sharp-angled brows in obvious skepticism.
And you hope to make alliance on a hatred like that? Not alliance, no.
Cadal, king of the Ordovices, looked down at the man with the pack ponies. Even lounging against the gatepost of his fortress, he could look down on him, and the trader was not a short man.
Not alliance, only a war. A good war to take gold and Roman heads. Afterward, the Siluris may look to their own as usual.
Gold and Roman heads. Enough to bring Cadal and Bendiguide of the Siluris together for one bloody season, the trader thought. A hunting party was coming down the chariot track from the top of Bryn Epona. Three chariots with warriors and drivers, a pack of great grey hounds loping beside them, and a little dark man who wore an iron slave collar and ran like a hound among the rest. The trader stepped back out of their way and came face to face with the skull, sightless and grinning evilly, that was set into the gatepost. There was a second on the far post above Cadal's shoulder, and more set in and about every gate and doorway in Bryn Epona. A man's soul was in his head, and a strong man's soul made strong magic. No way to end, the trader thought, guarding Cadal's doorpost.
Why are you so interested in this matter between me and Bendiguide of the Siluris?
Cadal's voice cut sharply across the drumming hoofbeats as the chariots passed through and careened down the track to the lowest gateway in Bryn Epona's seven concentric walls. He raised a hand in salute as one of his warriors turned and made some sign at the gate, and then fixed his eyes hard on the trader. Blue eyes, friendly enough, but with a touch of ice at the base.
I'm not particularly interested, the trader said frankly. But that is not always a wise admission to make to a king about to take a war trail.
Cadal's blue eyes looked amused, and he toyed with the heavy gold and red enamel bracelet that he wore high up on his arm, turning it round and round with one massive hand.
So it is all one to you, this making of wars?
Unless I happen to be caught in the middle when it starts, the trader said.
Whoever wins, they will still need to buy, and I will still have goods to sell. I told you, we are not a tribe folk, my family. I would not like Rome to win, though.